We continue Bezrat Hashem in the Mishnayot of Masechet Pe'ah, Perikhet, Mishnah Daled. Ne'emanin al hayarak chai. The Mishnah here is continuing in the halachot of when do we trust the ani who's hama'aretz to say that this belongs to matenot aniim. He was given to it as leket or shichecha or pe'ah. So we learned before that he's only trusted if he has it in a state in which normally that's how it's given as leket shichain pe'ah. So when it comes to vegetables, for example, ne'emanim al hayarak chai, they are believed to say regarding raw vegetables that it was given to them as ma'aser ani, and therefore you don't have to remove tumot ma'asot. Ve'ene'emanim al hamevushal. However, when the poor is pointing to cooked vegetables, mevushal, and he's saying this was given to him as ma'aser ani, he's not trusted if he's amaretz. Why? Because ma'aser ani is usually already separated from vegetables before they are cooked, not after they're cooked. So therefore, he's only trusted to say on raw vegetables that they were given to him as ma'aser ani, not on cooked vegetables. Ela im ken haya lo davar mu'at. Unless it was only a small amount of cooked vegetables that he's pointing to, in that case he is believed to say that it's ma'aser ani, sheken derech ba'al habayit liot motzi milefaso, because it is a common thing for the ba'al habayit, sometimes, let's say, he forgot to take off ma'aser ani when it was raw from the vegetables. So sometimes what he'll do is he'll remove a few cooked vegetables from his pot, milefaso, from his pot, and he will set them aside as ma'aser ani. So if we're talking about a small amount, then we can trust the ani to say on the cooked vegetables that it was given to him as ma'aser ani. But if it's a big amount, then normally that's not given as ma'aser ani, and therefore he's not trusted in that case. The next Mishnah, Mishnah He, talks to us about the minimum amount that a farmer has to give each poor person when he's distributing ma'aser ani. The pasuk regarding the ma'aser ani says, Ve'achelu bisharecha ve'saveu. So that you should give them the amount that they should be able to be satisfied. Chazal say, ten lo kedeh siv'o, give him enough to be satisfied, which means the minimum of 2 meals per day. So normally, the farmer, he removes ma'aser ani from his crop, and he takes it to what's called the goren, that's the threshing floor, and that's where the poor people come, and the farmer distributes to them the ma'aser ani. So the Mishnah is going to give us the minimum amount regarding many kinds of crop that has to be given to per person, per poor person, which would be the minimum amount of 2 meals per day from that species, from that kind. So let's see. En pochatin le'aniyim bagoren mehatzi kav chitim vekav seorim. When the farmer gives ma'aser ani, he cannot give the ani in the goren, in the threshing floor, less than a chatzi kav chitim. When it comes to chitim, when it comes to wheat, he has to give him at least a half of a kav. A kav is a measurement, a unit of volume, how we measure the volume. So a kav, chatzi kav, half of a kav, is the minimum from which it's possible to make 2 meals for the poor. The kav seorim, and when it comes to barley, the minimum has to be a kav, a full kav. Rabbi Meir omer chatzi kav. Rabbi Meir says, even by barley, it's only half a kav, just like by chitim. The Mishnah continues and says, kav vahetzi kusmin. When it comes to kusmin, kusmin is spelt, then the minimum is a kav and a half. The kav grogerot, o mane devela. What's kav grogerot? Grogerot is dried figs. Dried figs has to be given a minimum of a kav per person. O mane devela. Or when it comes to devela, devela means pressed figs. Not dried figs, but pressed figs. It's like a cake of figs. So then you have to give him mane. Now, mane is an amount of, it's a unit of weight, of measuring weight. So being that the devela is not dried figs, it's not measured by volume, it's measured by weight, and therefore the weight is one mane as a minimum per poor person. Rabbi Akiva omer peras, Rabbi Akiva says, when it comes to pressed figs, half of a mane is the minimum. Now, what about wine? Chatzi log yain, a half a log of wine, is the minimum that has to be given to the poor. Rabbi Akiva omer revi'it. Rabbi Akiva says the minimum is a quarter of a log. Log is a unit of measuring liquid. So according to Tanakama, half a log. According to Rabbi Akiva, revi'it. What about oil? Revi'it shemen. Tanakama says a quarter of a log when it comes to oil. Rabbi Akiva omer shminit. An eighth of a log is the minimum for oil. Ushar kol haperot, and as far as all other fruits, all other types of produce, Amar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says the minimum is kedei sheyimkerem v'yikach bahem mazon shetei seudot. Enough of a value that if he were to sell them, he would be able to buy with that money to buy food for two meals in the day. The Baal Tenura says that in all these measurements of the Mishnah, the halacha is like Tanakama, and the halacha is like Abba Shaul. And also the Baal Tenura adds that all these measurements are only regarding the farmer who distributes the Maaser Ani in the threshing floor. But let's say the Maaser Ani is distributed in his home, then he is Mechalek kefir etzonot, then he distributes according to what he would like, according to his wish, and there is no measurement regarding that. All these measurements are in the field, on the threshing floor. That's when we have these minimum size required. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.